This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Afreilichin Tu B'Shvat. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Lamed Beis. We're middle of Sif Yud Ches. This is on page Mem Zayin. Daf Mem Zayin. V'reish sha'asa k'min dalet. You made a reish like a dalet. You made that little bump on the right, the top right-hand sign. Yesh lahachmer. Shimacher v'loimer. Doli sagi kishe yigra hayorech levad. It's not enough just to erase the leg. Oy hagag levad, or the roof. V'yachser v'yichtevene k'min reish. And then write it like a reish. Mishum de bein hagav, hagag uvein hayorech, whether the roof or the leg, nasu bepisul, was made in a state of disqualification. You need to erase both of them. So let's see what this means. Siv katan, ayin vav reish, or a vav that you made like a reish. In all the similar, any similar scenario where you made it in one writing. So it seems like a reish that you make like a dalid, so I would have thought it's two parts. First you make the top, and then you make, first you make the roof, and then you make the leg. Apparently it's one motion. Even though in this case you made it like a dalet, so it's extending more to the top right. So how would that be one motion going down? Let's see. Kimin dalet. V'adin begagoy shel kaf pshuta. Let's say the roof of a an end of chaf, a final chaf. That the roof, shasar rachav atshener kedalet ayresh. Let's say you made, it's a long chaf. The long chaf has a very long leg. The leg is much longer than the roof. But let's say you made the roof very wide until it looks like a dalet or resh. V'ayim beber alacha. V'hach soifrim l'chsholim b'zavon asin arabim. Many soifrim are not careful about this. Okay. Shenigmara. So here the Mechaber is saying that the resh that was made like a dalet, you should be machmer. It's not enough just to scrape the leg or the roof alone, because both the roof and the leg were made bepsul. So it's not so clear what the issue here is. In other words, let's say, why isn't it enough just to scrape the... why isn't it enough just to scrape the roof? The leg was made okay. There's nothing wrong with the way you made the leg. In the beginning of Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber said that if you have an open mem, that it got sealed up, that's not going to help to scrape it, because that's chak to achais. So you have to basically scrape the whole nose, and then it's going to be like a nun kafufa, and then you could write what you scraped off. So the question here is, why is this, why do you have to scrape the entire letter? L'chayra, the leg was made in a state of kashrus. So it seems like the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkatan Ayin Zayin, in Sivkatan Ayin Vav, excuse me, V'chol kahay gavna shenasa b'ksiva echas. It's all one motion. It's all, since it's all one motion, since the reish or the dalet is one letter, it's not made of two parts, so therefore the whole thing is considered pasul. Let's see the Bir Halacha. Maybe this will give us a clearer insight. Because I would have assumed, again, a reish, I understand, is one motion, really. Right? It's... but a dalet, I would have thought, you're making a horizontal vav, so to speak, and then you're making a line down. I wouldn't have thought it's But it seems like the Dalet is also one motion. I think we're learning it correctly. In other words, the issue over here is any time a letter consists of one part, it's not going to help to scrape off part of it that you ruined. It's one entity, so you have to scrape the whole thing. I think this will be clear in Ber Halacha, Devei Amascha, V'reish Asai K'min Dalet. A reish that you made like that. V'im Asa Gag Rachav L'chaf Pshuta. Let's say you made a very wide roof for an endachaf. Ad Shenira K'may Reish. So now it looks like a big reish. You're supposed to make an endachaf, but you made the top, the roof, very wide, so it just looks like a bigger reish. Kasamagin Avram, the Yim Shech HaRegel. So now elongate the leg, Ad Shia Kiflaim K'may Hagag, that it should be double like the roof. V'mein loy makam limshech, but if there's nowhere to go, you can't make the leg so long, it's going to go into the next line, or another word, kasamag and ram b'shem haril, v'chein sasam apim agadam simen lamivav b'tzura sa'osiyos, detikunoy hu, sheyimchak kol hagag. You're going to have to erase the whole roof. Why? You can't just erase the extra part of the roof. Just erasing the extra width of the roof is not going to help. That's mamish chak toichos. Basically, you made the roof too long, so you don't want to erase part of it. But when you erase part of it, then you're forming the letter through chak toichos. By removing something, and memela the letter is appearing. Eloi kecha yacha lemachkai. Let's say the final eloi kecha, the final chaf of eloi kecha, you say, well, how can I erase the chaf? I'm erasing from Hashem's name. I'll have to erase that. I'll erase the roof. Ach yizor shel yimcha karego. Just be careful not to erase the leg. So, in the Dirshu, he explains that even though the chaf of Eloi Kecha is not Me'etzem Hashem's name, it's like secondary to it, and you can't erase it. So you can't erase the leg. Now, I don't understand. I thought the Mishnah Berurah said that when it's written B'ksiva Achas, you have to erase everything. Oh, that's this kasha now. V'tzarachian. Haloi domi l'reish sha'asoi k'min dalet. We're learning it right. In other words, the question should be very clear to us. The Mishnah Berurah holds that the reason if you make a reish like a dalet, you have to erase the whole thing, because any time a letter is made of one part, if any part of it is ruined, you must erase the entire thing. So again, what threw me off is I would have thought a resh is consisting of two parts, certainly a dalet, but clearly Mishnah Berurah is telling us a resh and a dalet is one kesiva, and therefore he's bothered if you make the endachaf with too long of a roof, too wide of a roof, then why does it help just to erase the roof? You should have to erase the entire leg as well. That it's mamish like a reish, sha'asoy k'min dalet, and therefore the whole thing has to be erased. He says, ach yisrami kein bechav shel eloi kecha sha'asoy rochav k'min dalet oy reish, nira d'yeshuz l'lochav d'davim chigas agag, im ein loy mokal limshach haregel ach reish, shagam bereish azoy dalet, meikel apri chadash. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though Taka, there's a big kasha, that an endachaf you should have to erase the whole thing, just like a dalet and a resh. But since there's a sheet of the prichadosh by dalet and resh, that you don't have to erase the whole thing. So even though by dalet and resh we paskin, you do have to, but by Hashem's name you could be late, makel, and rely on the prichadosh. But Lamaisa, Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves the Shulchan Aruch as a tzorachion because of the prichadosh's kasha, namely, again, the pre-chadash's kasha is by an endachaf, you only have to erase the roof, and here the Shulchan Aruch is saying you have to erase the whole letter. Bottom line is, and we're going to hold it over here, The bottom line is that the klal from the beginning of this page is that any letter that consists of one writing, if part of it was ruined, then when you erase, you have to be megarer the whole thing, because the psul extends to every script of a letter. Okay, let's hold it over here. I guess we'll do the rest of the page tomorrow. Okay, bracha v'atzlacha. Afreil chantu b'shach. Goyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.